businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And welcome to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and the show is Powerful Women Revealed, and I have a lovely person here today, Kate Stone, and she is with StoneAcupuncture.com, which is at 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center. So I want to welcome you, Kate.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
This is going to be a great show. Okay, what I want to start with is a little bit of your bio and your education. Your degree is, you have a bachelor in communications and psychology from Syracuse University, which is in New York. Right. Are you from New York?
I'm actually from Marshfield.
I grew up here.
I did.
So what sent you over to New York?
You know, when I visited Syracuse, I loved the feel of the campus. I liked the programs they offered. So I ended up there, just kind of stroke of luck. And I loved my schooling there. We had a great time. But I ultimately ended up back here. I moved to Boston when I was done with Syracuse, and then made my way back to Marshfield, as so many people do.
Oh, okay. So it's your hometown.
It is.
you got your education in New York, and you do have a master's degree from New England School of Acupuncture. Where is that?
That's in Newton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yep.
And
right
then,
outside of Boston.
And then, so that's what you did when you left New York. You went there.
No, I actually came to Boston, lived in the city for a few years, worked at the Marino Center for Progressive Health.
As a medical assistant.
Okay. Got to see how a lot of practitioners, primary care physicians, acupuncturists, from both Eastern and Western perspective, worked together in one clinic.
Okay. Oh, in one clinic.
In one clinic.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that usual?
It's not.
Oh.
It's not. And it was very inspiring for me to see how Eastern and Western medicines and practices could be, if not blended, used alongside each other.
Okay. All right. And then, so your master's is in acupuncture and oriental medicine.
Correct.
And those are both Western, is that?
Eastern medicine. That's what I'd consider Eastern medicine. So when I say Western medicine, we talk about our physician's allopathic model. You know, you go to the doctor, you get your blood work.
Okay.
You get your labs, you get your physical.
Okay. I am not very geographical. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay. All right. So you also, you are also licensed through the Massachusetts Board of Registration in Medicine.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's basically in Massachusetts what acupuncturists, the board that we fall under. So they regulate our licensure.
Okay. And can you prescribe medication?
Not medication as doctors can, but I'm trained and licensed to prescribe Chinese herbs.
Okay, and we're going to talk more about that later.
Cool.
Okay, all right. And then, and you also are certified through the National Certification Commission for Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Tell me, what does that mean?
So that's the national kind of umbrella that all acupuncturists fall under. So they put out the licensing exams. We have to recertify with them every 4 years, with our board every 2 years. So it's the difference between the national coverage and then our state.
Okay. And everyone that is an acupuncturist has to follow all of these, you know, obviously these guidelines.
Correct. And it does vary state to state. Each state have different protocols and procedures. Some states, even acupuncturists can be primary care physicians and take a more Western role.
Oh.
Not in Massachusetts.
Oh, not in Massachusetts. They don't allow it?
No. And we're not trained in that way.
Okay. All right. Well, that is very interesting. I'm learning so much. Okay, now what is the Leslie's Holistic Counseling Program?
So when I was working at the Marino Center, I knew I wanted to go back to school to become a clinician, and I wasn't sure yet exactly in what field. And I've always
been... So you didn't know about the acupuncture at that time?
I knew about acupuncture, and I knew about the program.
But you didn't know that was the field you wanted to go in?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
And can I ask you when this was? Because... Or no, you don't.
No, I'm trying to think back. This may be 12 years ago.
Okay, all right.
12 or 13 years ago.
And so when you went there, Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
So I started a program while I was still working at the Marino Center, which in their holistic counseling program, because okay. I always liked talking to people, you know, about what was going on with them. And and I've always enjoyed a counseling type of, you know, practice. My mother is actually a psychologist in town, so I think it runs in the family.
Okay. And plus you have the psychology degree.
Yes. Well, that, yes, exactly. So I was wanting to pursue that more, but I was working in a field that had a lot of Eastern medicine, which is where the holistic counseling came in. That means it takes into account the whole person. So not just the emotions, but also how it's related to the body.
Okay. And when you say not just the emotions, not just the emotions and not just the physical.
Exactly.
When you say how it relates. So not just one or the other.
Yes.
Eastern recognizes and acknowledges and treats all of the above.
Exactly.
The light bulb just went off for me. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So and now you do have another person at Stone Acupuncture.
I do. I have an associate there, Abby Greiner.
Okay. And when did she come on board with your business?
She's been with me, I think, about a year and a half, maybe almost 2 years at this point. And she's great. She works there a couple days a week, and she brings her own experience into the practice. Abby practices Qigong, which is a style of, it's an activity similar to the way yoga is, but it's more based in Chinese culture. And it's a movement, it's an exercise that helps align your meridians, which is what we work with in Chinese medicine.
So it's similar to yoga.
In the same way as, you know.
Maybe slow movements or?
It's very slow movements, slower moving than yoga.
Slower moving. Oh my God. I have no patience.
It's very slow.
I did yoga for like 10 years on and off when I was having kids. And I did love it for a lot of reasons. And I do love the stretching. So this is even slower movements.
It is. And it's great for the elderly population, because it's so slow and there's just hardly any, there's no problems with the joints. You know, it's just very easy on the body.
It's like a mind over body thing?
Well, you bring a lot of, you know, meditative component to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so slow, it's easy for anyone to do.
Wow. And is it easy to learn?
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, we're going to go into a little bit of something else that you have experience with. You were a Kripalu yoga teacher for 9 years.
Correct.
Okay, and is that where your passion comes from with your, because your business, you strive on yoga and, you combine yoga and acupuncture?
I do. I focus more on the acupuncture, but yoga informs everything I do.
Okay, so it's not a side thing, but it sort of complements.
I think it complements, and I have my own yoga practice every day, and that helps me stay centered and connected to my body, and that helps me in my acupuncture practice with my patients. I also use poses for people if it's going to be helpful for them, if they're dealing with any pain issues, suggest meditative techniques if they're dealing with stress or anxiety.
Okay. And then, so do you actually have a yoga studio within your practice?
No.
And you call it a practice?
Yes.
Okay. Because I wasn't
quite
sure.
Acupuncture practice.
Okay. And, all right. And then, so you incorporate some yoga postures.
Yes. And I don't do that with everybody, but if it feels like it would be helpful for the situation.
Depending on if somebody has like a knee issue or what would be, can you give me an example?
Sure. Sciatica. So common. A lot of pain down the side of the leg. Well, oftentimes those muscles get really, really tight. So certain stretches and yoga poses to help loosen up the muscles that are done on a daily basis. So ultimately, once the acupuncture helps clear the pain from the sciatica, the yoga can be done daily to prevent a further or future attack.
But you don't do the yoga type pose while they're having the acupuncture?
No.
Oh, so you just give advice on different yoga poses that will help that person with their specific ailment.
Exactly.
Oh.
And I'll show them. I'll get down on the ground and show them.
And show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and how does that work? Are they appreciative and they...
Absolutely. I mean, everybody wants to have tools. to work with what's bothering them. Mm-hmm. And so I will give people a certain amount of tools. Some they might be more drawn to than others, but at least they're given those tools and can decide what might work best for them and their lifestyle.
And they can go do that at home in the interim in between having their acupuncture sessions.
Yes.
Do you call it sessions?
Yes, a session.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
Sorry.
You're getting it.
I've only been only a couple of times in my life, and they were both recently. So
great.
It was only in the past, well, I say recently, but in the past like 2 years.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, we're almost time for a break. Do you want to talk a little bit for about a minute before we go to break about meridian yoga?
So yeah, meridian yoga is, I've actually been doing meridian yoga for a while, maybe 8 or 9 years now. And I use it less and less in my practice just because if you're doing it, it takes up a lot of time. And I tend to need the time that I have while I'm working for people that want needles.
Yes.
But what meridian yoga is, it's a style of yoga, partner yoga, where you use a resistance stretching method. It's called PNF, or proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. And it helps increase flexibility and range of motion safely in the muscle groups and the meridians. So it basically helps us clear any blockages or stagnation that might have developed in the muscle groups and the meridians by stretching, a resistance stretching, in yoga poses.
So it's a resistance stretching. I have to wrap my brain around that.
So let's see. All right. So I take one hand and I hold it up and I press my other hand against it while my hands press into each other.
Oh.
So it's instead of my two hands pressing into each other, I'm taking somebody's leg and I'm having their leg press into my hand.
Oh.
So okay. I'm getting the meridian open all the way down their leg, but in a very safe way.
Okay. All right. Wow. That is very cool.
It's cool.
How long have you been at the Ocean Street location?
I've been there for about maybe 3.5 years. I was previously over near the high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was there for about 3 years.
And you've had your practice for how long?
A little over 6 years now.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, we are going to go to break, and we will be right back with Kate Stone. Her business is Stone Acupuncture. You can find her at stoneacupuncture.com or 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center. I'm Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have dull, wrinkled, or sun-damaged skin? Have you tried other products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with your current skincare products? We have the solution that you're looking for. Go online to purefreshskin.myarbonne.com. Our anti-aging skincare is second to none. Our products are certified vegan and Swiss formulated. Purchase premium skincare that is pure, safe, and beneficial for your skin. Sign up as a preferred client and receive a 20% discount good for an entire year. That website again is purefreshskin.myarbonne.com.
Hi, my name is Erin Kennedy, founder and CEO with Artworks Hair Design. We offer on-site hair and makeup to bridal parties and are home-based in Hyannis, Massachusetts, with the expansion into West Coast Florida and New York City. For our brides, we come to your home or venue and make your special day effortless, beautiful, and keep your morning stress-free. For the salons, we can train your staff to increase your productivity with weddings and special events with the art of dressing your hair. I look forward to designing your bridal party or training your professionals. For more information, visit Artworks, A-R-T-W-O-R-X, hairdesign.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. Big is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
If you suffer from pain, stress, or low energy, acupuncture can help. I'm Kate Stone from Stone Acupuncture in Marshfield. Visit us on the web at stoneacupuncture.com or call 781-223-0130.
And welcome back to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Kate Stone with StoneAcupuncture.com, and she's over at 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center, which she's been there for 3.5 years, and then you had a different location previous to that.
Yes.
And then right before the break, we were talking about meridian yoga, and so it is common in rehabilitation.
Using this PNF method of stretching is common in rehabilitation.
And what does PNF stand for again?
Proprioceptive Neuromuscular Facilitation.
Okay, I'm not even going to write
that
down.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah. I'm not even going to write it down. Okay, so it is common with that.
Yes,
is it a procedure?
It's the type of stretching to use to get into the muscle groups is common. What's unique about meridian yoga is that it actually uses yoga poses and meridians from the system of Chinese medicine. So it's used in, I'd say, again, a more holistic way. So
okay.
I'll also sometimes use it to open up different areas that might not seem...
Flexible?
Well, yes, flexible. But there are some, so if you were to use it, say, in a physical therapy type of setting, mm-hmm. they might use it just to treat the corresponding muscle groups. I'll use it in a way to open up meridians that correspond to the meridians that are hurt.
So it's a deeper level.
So it's a different level. It's
okay.
A different level. And I'm overlaying three different modalities. So we're overlaying the muscles, and we're overlaying the meridians, and then we're doing the yoga poses. So
okay.
It's kind of a combination of everything.
Okay. And then is the meridian yoga common in most acupuncture facilities practices?
I don't think so, because I think one of the reasons that I got into it is because I was a yoga teacher first. So I was looking for ways to combine my yoga practice and my yoga with the acupuncture system, and mm-hmm. meridian yoga was a good...
So this is how you're a little bit different.
This is one of the things, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I guess it's different.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
And I went on your website and I saw I'm sure there are more than 30 conditions.
That's just the list that we start with.
This is, yes. Okay. So that's what I thought. So on your website, you have a list of 30 conditions that you're able to treat. And I'm not sure how to word this next question, but we talked about how it manifests in physical ways. What is the it? What is...
Okay. Yes, that's it. That's
okay.
it. All right. So in Chinese medicine, one of the things that we're always treating and looking at the health of is a person's qi.
Okay.
The qi is the it. And I mean, I could have the 45 minutes just talking about what is qi.
Yeah, probably.
Basically, to simplify it, it is the life force energy that runs through us. And
okay.
the meridian system are kind of road maps or guideposts to where the qi is flowing in the body most strongly.
Okay.
And it's similar to Western medicine. We have the heart meridian, we have the liver meridian, the kidneys, the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
So the organs are the same in Chinese medicine, but with lots of different functions.
Okay.
Than what you would find in a Western medical definition.
Okay.
The qi, there's a qi to each organ system. So again, I could get too in depth with this, but
yeah, because some of my questions later on, we'll talk about that later on. But so the 30 conditions that your qi will manifest in a physical way. Can we give a few examples of some of these conditions?
Yes,
because I think the listener might want to know.
Absolutely.
So you know, one condition could be addictions, allergies. Anxiety, arthritis, asthma, I might as well go down the list, back or disc problems, depression, digestive disorders, fatigue, fibromyelioma, am I saying that right?
Fibromyalgia,
gastrointestinal disorders, headache, hypertension, immune system, infertility, insomnia, labor inducement, mm-hmm. which I think that's really interesting, menstrual issues, migraines, neurological pain conditions, respiratory sciatica, you mentioned that earlier, shingles, shoulder and neck pain, sinus problems, sports injuries, And general well-being, and I think I might have missed a few while I was listing them. But so this is the different physical things that will manifest if your chi is not chiing in the right.
Well, so chi can become depleted. Somebody that works too hard or has a traumatic injury, or has poor lifestyle choices, the chi can become depleted, and then not only does the body get fatigued, but then we can have deficiencies in these certain areas, which can then lead to physical ailments.
Yes.
Chi can also get blocked. Mm-hmm. If we have a lot of tension or stress in our body and things aren't moving properly, and then that blockage can also cause different physical ailments.
And so again, in a nutshell, chi is
life essence, life force.
It's your life force that's running through you.
Yes.
It's not spiritual.
It's not spiritual.
Okay.
It can be taken to a spiritual level.
Okay.
But in and of itself, no, it's not spiritual. It's just what makes us get up and go every day.
Okay.
You know, you can look at somebody and you can see if they have a lot of chi in their system, if they're full of vitality, if they're full of life.
Okay.
And you can tell if somebody doesn't.
Yeah.
If they, you know, more sapped in their energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to have to go to another break. But when we come back, I want to ask you, how does the actual maintenance of the acupuncture help with all of these issues like fertility and digestive and insomnia and migraines and all of that? So we are going to go to a quick break right now. And I just want to mention that all of our commercials are sponsored by our guests and local supporters of these powerful women. We are speaking with Kate Stone, stoneacupuncture.com at 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, so keep that power button on right here at 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Renee Nardo, and I am the owner of Designs Unique, a full-service kitchen and bath company. At Designs Unique, we believe that it is not only important to design for how you live, we also strive to accommodate your lifestyle and needs. Since we only book one job at a time, there is no more waiting for days or weeks for someone to show up or having to make multiple phone calls. At Designs Unique, we make it easy for you to finally enjoy the kitchen or bath that you've always dreamed of. Contact us at designs-unique.com.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on The Dr. Oz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. Big is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
And welcome back. You are listening to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and my guest today is Kate Stone with stoneacupuncture.com, and she's over at Marshfield Center. And so we just mentioned a little bit before the break how acupuncture can really help with the maintenance, preventative, really, maintenance for some of these issues like fertility and digestive and and migraine. So how does it help with preventative?
Well, typically somebody comes in with a complaint. And once we address that complaint and it gets better, oftentimes people then, you know, will stay on some sort of maintenance program.
So that that doesn't come back.
So that it doesn't come back. Oftentimes people come in with one issue and realize that a host of other issues have resolved in the meantime, because acupuncture doesn't just treat one thing.
Wait a minute. Say that again. They come in.
So if somebody comes in with a complaint, I don't treat, quote unquote, a migraine. That's not exactly what we're treating. They'll come in and say,
you don't stick extra needles in their head?
There's no, quote unquote, migraine point.
Oh, okay.
So people will come in with with migraines being their main complaint, and I will do a whole health history. Usually it takes about an hour, and we go through the whole body.
I know, and I have questions about that too, but go ahead. So you go through the whole...
So we go through the whole body systems, and we see where there are things that are off balance, where their chi is off balance in other areas, and then that creates a picture. And then we treat that picture.
Oh.
And so where their chi is stuck, we work to unblock it.
How do you create that picture? Is that a little
based
too
on,
much?
Well, you've had acupuncture. You get a lot of weird questions asked,
a
right?
A lot of weird questions. And I do want to talk about that a little bit.
Yes.
But how are you able to funnel all of that information into sort of a type A, a type B?
Well,
A chi B? Like,
and again, this is the 45 minutes talking about just chi conversation. But
yeah.
There's lots of different components. And maybe there's about 12 funnels that the information goes through, right? So that when I get a picture, I'll say, okay, so funnel A has the most amount of symptoms in it. So we're going to really concentrate on treating funnel A.
Okay, and then in addition to that, it's also about certain organs that are in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So the brain versus the heart versus the liver.
Exactly. So funnel A might be the liver chi. Right? And so we might say this person is super stressed and their liver chi is really, really stuck.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be most of us. So what we do as part of the treatment, because everybody that's had migraines knows that oftentimes stress can play a role in triggering.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll work on clearing the blockage in that liver meridian in order to help reduce the migraine. But there's also other things going on when you have migraines. You need to help.
I don't get migraines, so I don't get that whole thing. But a lot of people evidently do.
Yeah, it's very common. But, you know, you can take migraines or you can take any other example. It's the same thing. There's always a combination of pathologies going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the intake with all of those questions helps the acupuncturist narrow down which pathologies are important to treat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, so we know that you need the list of their medical history to help aid you in getting to that, funneling through all of that information. But how does it aid you in creating optimal wellness? Like, you got all of that information.
Okay.
Does it help you put those pinpoints in certain areas?
Well, when you're talking about optimal wellness, there's kind of two things happening. You want to alleviate the person's symptoms, but you don't want to just alleviate the symptoms so that nothing else changes in their life
you
and the symptoms
the
come
back.
You
want to open the flow of their chi through their body?
You want to give them tools to begin to be, to have lifestyle changes or to approach some things in their life differently so that these problems aren't recreated. So you want to be able to help them get rid of the current issue, but also
quickly.
Absolutely. And you want to be able to give them tools to prevent them from coming back. So acupuncture helps prevent it, but there's lots of other things too.
And then some of the examples that I was reading through, because you post the form that you have to fill out on your website. And I thought it would be good to read through that before today. And so there's a few things on there like cancer or high blood pressure or thyroid disease, which I have a small thyroid issue, asthma. So those, my question, and I don't even know how to word this, but how are those how do you figure it out versus you know, some of the other things I saw on the forum, like acne or bad breath or right. color blindness or eczema.
Yeah.
So you have, you see where I'm going with this, and I can't even figure out how I want to ask the question.
No, but I do know where you're getting with this. There's Western medical diagnoses as well as symptoms that's on there. So okay. the Western medical diagnosis, like say thyroid.
So those are diagnoses.
Yeah, that people okay. might get from their doctor. If somebody has, say, hypothyroidism, in Chinese medicine, we can take that to know that what we, you know, you've heard of yin and yang, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The symbol yin and yang. So yin and yang are also very...
I thought it was yin and yang.
Everybody Same thinks thing? It's yin
okay.
and yang.
All
yeah.
right, it's yin and yang. Okay.
And those two forces are very important mm-hmm. in Chinese medicine, just as important as qi is. And when we hear somebody's hypothyroid, we know that they have what we call a yang deficiency. So it's information gathering into the funnel of yang deficiency
okay.
when I hear or then, see that somebody's checked off that they have hypothyroid.
Okay, but then the acne or bad breath or color blindness, those are sort of...
Those are other ways to just figure out what funnel that, you know, this person's going to end up having the most pathologies. Acne is a combination of what we call heat and dampness.
Okay.
Bad breath is also heat. So...
What does that mean, that
well,
it's heat?
So, you know, some people tend to be more cold, right? And some mm-hmm. people tend to be more hot.
Oh, my God. And I have acne like you wouldn't believe right now. I have more acne than my two teenagers together. And it's because I'm going through the little, you know, metamorphosis,
right,
I like to call it.
Right, right. We call that a yin deficiency.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, so that's how it plays into each other.
Yeah. So all of those pieces give the acupuncturist information about what to treat.
Okay.
In our categories. And you just have to remember the acupuncture categories are just, they're so different than Western medicine.
How much time do you take when you look at that application? I mean, are you spending a good hour?
Yeah,
or
it's
so?
An hour.
Really, really analyzing the person.
Yes.
And what if they lie? What if they're not telling you the truth?
Well, I can usually tell if somebody feels uncomfortable. I mean, people might omit things.
Yeah.
But hopefully there'll be another information in other areas that we'd still get to what the category pathology would be, you know, their primary pathology would be.
Mm-hmm.
But if
I think omitting things, my brain is going to the, you know, if somebody is a smoker,
right.
they don't want to admit how much they smoke, so they kind of, you know, cut
right.
back and not really give. Is that really going to change how you treat the person?
It all depends on how they present with me. If they mm-hmm. seem very guarded, mm-hmm. then we're probably going to have to first have a conversation about how can we get you comfortable?
Yeah, because they're there for a reason.
Right. How can you trust me
mm-hmm.
that I can help you?
Mm-hmm. And do you have a lot of that where people come in and they're a little bit more reserved or skeptical?
Yes.
How do they come to you if they're skeptical to begin with? How would they ever even come to your practice?
Well, I think probably the biggest subset would be the husbands whose wives pushed them in.
Oh, okay. All
yep.
right. So
and
there's the skepticism
yeah.
because they're like, oh, gee, she
right,
wants me to
right.
come because I've got this back issue.
But it's great. It's great because then their back mm-hmm. feels better. And
yeah.
then they keep coming and then they can tell their friends, you
okay.
know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you've probably built up your practice over a lot of word of mouth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. We are here with Kate Stone with stoneacupuncture.com, and she's also at 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center. I'm Nicole Perry, your host, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. BIG is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
Hello, this is Jessica Breisch, owner of Brierley Events. As my favorite saying goes, in a world where you can be anything, be yourself. I believe the same holds true for your wedding day or special event. I take the time to get to know you and your unique style and custom build your planning package. All celebrations symbolize a special time in life, and we will be there with you every step of the way to create your dream day. Please visit BrierleyEvents.com. That's BRIERLEY events.com or Facebook/Brierley Events.
If you suffer from pain, stress, or low energy, acupuncture can help. I'm Kate Stone from Stone Acupuncture in Marshfield. Visit us on the web at stoneacupuncture.com or call 781-223-0130.
And welcome back to Power. I'm Nicole Perry, and we are with Kate Stone with Stone Acupuncture of Ocean Street down in Marshfield Center. And so what I want to talk about now is the physiologically that do the needles hit signals in your body?
Yes, is the short answer.
Okay, all right. And then how long does it last, and do we build up a resistance?
Acupuncture is cumulative, so typically when people come in for treatments, usually it's set that we see each other weekly. Sometimes it's every other week, but typically it's weekly for a little while, a month or two, to build up the momentum, because acupuncture is cumulative. So if somebody comes...
It is.
It is, yes.
I've only done it twice, and I didn't do the accumulative thing.
Yes. Sometimes so. Pain conditions can be treated in one or two sessions. Mm-hmm. But anything that's deeper, you know, that you've been dealing with for a while, mm-hmm. it's going to take longer. Typically, the longer you've been dealing with a problem, the longer it will take in treatment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if somebody comes in for insomnia, they might get one or two good night's sleep after one or two treatments, but it might take 8 treatments until they're sleeping, you know, every night well until mm-hmm. we see each other again. Mm-hmm. And that's how we decide, okay, now that you're sleeping well every night between our treatments, we're going to now do it every 2 weeks. And then we do it every 3 weeks.
And then you really slowly break free?
Break free. Some people like to keep, you know, coming in once every 6 weeks. Some people just call me and say, hey, Kate, it's time for my tune-up.
And then how about once every 3 months or 6 months? Is that too long in your opinion? Or
it's different for everybody. Some people, mm-hmm. that's fine for them.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because you have to take into account life is busy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes once a month or once every other month just isn't possible. Mm-hmm. So it's always taking into account the whole picture.
And what I want to talk about now is about the Chinese herbs.
Yes.
Now, because earlier when we talked about your education, you're certified to provide Chinese herbs.
Correct.
Or prescribe?
Either way. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd say maybe 75% of my patients are on Chinese herbs that I have them on.
Wow, so, that's a good percentage.
Yeah, I find it really helpful
Go ahead.
Well, it's something people can do every day. So if I see people once a week, they can be working towards the treatment every day by taking herbs.
By taking herbs. And do you provide the herbs or do
I
you?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
And can they get Chinese herbs anywhere else? Or?
Well, you can get Western supplements at a health food store, but Chinese herbs are actually only available through a licensed acupuncturist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that makes you a little bit unique in your practice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's interesting. I would like to... Now, do you have, like, you know, a little class that you give in instructions or...
Well, it's pretty easy. I typically use either pills or tinctures, and I keep...
What's a tincture?
It's the herbs extracted in alcohol, so it's like the dropper.
Oh, okay.
You've taken probably
and
herbs
what,
before.
Do they put it in water or coffee or?
Yeah, water.
Not coffee, right?
Well, yeah.
Not orange juice or anything like that? Like, it really needs to go into water?
No, it can be an orange juice. You know, anytime I have any kids that are taking herbs, I tell them just put it in juice.
What is your youngest client?
Well, at the moment, probably 8 years old, but I've seen a six-month-old.
That's doing acupuncture.
Yeah.
Really? And now, so 8 years old. What can I say? Ask, we don't have to give their name, obviously.
Right.
What condition do they have?
Well, typically what you see for that age group are things like asthma or allergies.
Okay.
Or ADD or ADHD.
Oh, okay. And the other thing I was going to ask is like I thought maybe a teenager would be the youngest. Like with maybe a depression or something.
I get a lot of that. And I love treating teens. And I love working with emotional issues as well. So
okay. So that's kind of your forte. That's with the psychology degree.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if I was going to say that I had a specialty, it would probably be working with emotional issues.
Oh, okay. All right. That's really great. And have you ever thought of becoming some kind of a psychologist or a psychotherapist or no?
No, leave that to my mother. She's a very good psychologist in her own right. I'll help treat the physical stuff.
Okay. All right. Now I know that the acupuncture itself is recognized by the National Institute, I'm reading now, of Health and the World Health Organization. Is it recognized by insurance companies?
At the moment, a lot of insurance companies will allow acupuncture to be used with the health savings account, the pre-tax dollars that people can put aside. And a lot of insurances allow people to put aside money and they can use it for medical supplies and it's pre-tax dollars. So oftentimes people use their health savings account for acupuncture.
Okay.
And
'cause it really is preventative and wellness.
It's incredibly helpful. And we're hopeful that
Over time,
chiropractors used to not be covered by insurance.
And they are now.
And they are now.
Okay, so eventually this is going to come around.
There's actually lobbying in place for a bill to go through that would allow that. So we're hopeful.
Oh, really? Right now they're trying to put through a bill?
Yeah, well, there are our lobbyists and some leaders in our field are working to put together one to get it to go through. So
okay. And now Chinese herbal medicine has been around for 2,000 years in Asia. How long has it been like in, not Massachusetts, but like United States?
Right. Well, it's funny you say Massachusetts because the first school in the country was in Massachusetts, which is the school that I went to.
Okay. And when did that school?
It's about 38 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So there was acupuncture beforehand, Chinese that would come over and give acupuncture here, probably back in the, you know, at least as early back as the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But it was about 38 years ago that the first school started, which is in Watertown,
and
Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. I'm surprised. Usually California
is
does
ahead.
All.
I know. I know.
Okay. And then, so now, how does that inspire you? This 2,000 years. How are you inspired by that?
I know. It's ancient. It's time-tested.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that...
It's valid.
It's so much they were able to discern about the body. Mm-hmm. Before having all of the interventions we have now. And thank goodness for all of the interventions we have now for Western medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my hope is that people realize that using these two together can create optimal health mm-hmm. and balance for people in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it inspires me that it's been around so long, that it's maintained, and that there's even more want for it now.
Mm-hmm.
People are wanting this. People are wanting a way to be able to empower themselves in their health.
Do you know how many acupuncturists are throughout the United States?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I have no idea.
I'm sure it's a lot over the past 38 years.
Growing every year.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were a medical assistant,
mm-hmm.
you said that you were very inspired by the physicians.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that, because we are almost out of time.
All right.
Almost, not yet.
Well, I saw these physicians helping people learn how to bring balance into their lives, and through very different ways. Some of them were primary care physicians that had a real passion for people learning about holistic medicine as well as what they would provide. And some of them were holistic practitioners in their own right, but they all wanted people to become empowered to find their own balance within themselves using all these different modalities. And I just absolutely felt like this is what I need to do too.
And where was the, where were you a medical assistant? Was that out of Boston?
That was in Cambridge, the Marino Center for Progressive Health. Still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
And if you could change or influence the opinions of somebody that could, you know, and be anyone that's skeptical about acupuncture, what would you say? We have a, just a couple seconds.
I think if it's time for somebody to try it, then they will. If you're on the fence, try it. If you don't want to do it, then don't do it. Find something else. People will come to it when they're ready.
When they're ready.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here. It was my pleasure to meet you and to have you here on the show. Kate Stone with StoneAcupuncture.com. She is over at 2016 Ocean Street in Marshfield Center. And we are out of time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
You're welcome. And I do want to thank you for listening and recognizing women. And I want to say I believe that we are powerful because through our strength and our hope and our determination, we provide our communities with expertise and education. And I want to cry right now. So find us on facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed and tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And remember, knowledge is power.
First choice for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and high school football. 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Iran.